This is the Social Geek Radio Network.
Hi, this is Paige Robinson-Dosh from American Family Care, and you are listening to the Franchise News Podcast.
Thank you, Paige. It's Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, live from BizCom Associates headquarters in Texas. I'm Jack Munson, and I read the news so you don't have to. Joint employer update, a huge win for small business owners, their customers, and franchise brands at the end of last week. The legal challenge from several groups, including the IFA, to the NLRB's joint employer rule was successful. The board's final rule was rejected by federal judge J. Campbell Barker in Texas. IFA's Matt Haller said on Friday, today's court ruling is a landmark win for franchising. The ruling preserves the franchise business model, the best vehicle for small business formation on Main Street, by rejecting a flawed regulation enacted solely for the benefit of advancing the political goals of organized labor. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom announced California's 9-member Fast Food Council, which will develop standards and wages for the industry. The 9 members included the Deputy Field Director for the Service Employees International Union, also an SEIU Executive Vice President, plus 4 more registered Democrats, 2 people who were registered without party preference, and 1 person who is not even registered to vote. And of course, no Republicans. Good luck, California. In other news, 9-Round Kickboxing Fitness has acquired the 56-unit I Love Kickboxing franchise. 9-Round plans to leave I Love Kickboxing's branding and fitness offerings intact, so the 2 kickboxing franchises will maintain their distinct identities. CEO Shannon Hudson said, "We believe in the power of kickboxing to transform lives, and this acquisition allows us to share that passion with even more people." Former Super Bowl MVP and entrepreneur Drew Brees and walk-on sports bistro announced a scholarship in honor of NFL great Jason Kelce's retirement. Walk-ons will be granting 13 scholarships to walk-on college athletes. Kelce was a walk-on in college as a linebacker at the University of Cincinnati. Drew Brees said, "These scholarships represent more than just financial aid. They're a salute to the relentless spirit and unwavering dedication that drives athletes to excel, mirroring the qualities that Jason Kelce showcased throughout his career." We love milestones here. Another franchise system has hit the $1 billion mark. First Watch Restaurant Group announced it surpassed $1 billion in sales for the year 2023. CEO Chris Tomasso said, "Having grown to 524 restaurants, we recognize and embrace our leadership position in daytime dining." And another milestone, Frios Gourmet Pops has passed the 100-unit mark with franchise units number 100 and 101, both of which are in Cleveland, Ohio. CEO Cliff Kennedy said, "100 territories is big in franchising, but we aren't done yet. We're just getting started. We are excited about the future and are committed to continuing our journey of bringing more flavors, more smiles, and more Frios moments to people everywhere." What name is the nation's top dog name according to Camp Bow Wow? The list is released in honor of National Puppy Day coming up on March 23rd. Camp Bow Wow's animal health and behavioral expert Aaron Askelin said, "Timeless names will always be in style. We also expect pop culture to continue to influence names this year." Okay, here's the top 10 list for 2024. Charlie, Bella, Lucy, Cooper, Daisy, Max, Milo, Bailey, and Sadie. And for the third year in a row, the number one name is Luna. This portion of the Franchise News Podcast was brought to you by Brand Amplifier. The Brand Amplifier is an award-winning digital marketing platform designed specifically for franchise organizations. Quickly and easily manage social content and digital advertising across dozens, hundreds, or thousands of locations. Through the Brand Amplifier, franchisors are able to create high-performing digital campaigns that can be quickly deployed and funded by local franchisees using their own credit card. Using automation, programmatic localization, and machine learning, the Brand Amplifier helps franchise systems see a 500% or more increase in digital performance. And for a limited time, it's 50% off if you visit brandamplifier.io and lock it in today. In People News, Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa welcomes new CFO Christopher Laws. Noodles & Company has promoted Drew Madsen to CEO. Kevin Cook has joined Full Speed Automotive as VP of Mergers and Acquisitions. And Batteries Plus announced the hiring of Kristen Kunis as Senior VP General Merchandise Manager. Congratulations to all, and go get 'em. Next up on the events calendar, it's the Multi-Unit Franchise Conference from Franchise Update Media in Vegas once again, March 19th through the 22nd. And the Franchise News Podcast will be set up in the Podcast Zone and reporting live from all Franchise Expo events brought to you by MFE Expositions and the IFA, including Franchise Expo West in Los Angeles, April 12th and 13th, and the International Franchise Expo in New York City at the Javits Center, May 30th through June 1st. Today's Franchise News Podcast was brought to you by Text Request. Are you answering your phone anymore? No one is answering their phone anymore. Text Request lets you text from your franchise's phone number and from your computer so you can actually get a response. Whether you've got one location or many, you're a franchisee or franchisor, you can use Text Request to generate more leads, increase sales, earn online reviews, and so much more, all through text. Visit textrequest.com right now to see a demo, or text or call 423-218-0111 to talk right now about how you can grow your franchise through text messaging. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thank you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.